Hello.
Hi, Juan. How are you? Sorry, I was on lunch. I just got back. I saw your email. I was going to call you. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So let me ask you a question. Do you happen to have a Gmail account? Like a Gmail email address?
No.
Okay.
It's Yahoo. I'm Sonia, his wife.
Hi, Sonia. Yeah, so I'm good. So the way to open it, because I'm confirming, because I thought we could have used, see, I have Gmail accounts, right? So I can open up an application. Do you have a Gmail account?
No, he doesn't.
Okay, so can you
cancel it?
Okay, can you create a Gmail account? It can just be like a personal one. It doesn't have to be one for the business so that you can open up the application. I'll stay on the phone with you.
Give me 1 second. I'm just trying to delete all the emails because we're getting confused with that.
I know. You're probably getting a bunch of emails. I know it gets confusing.
Yes, and if we have different emails, we don't know for where it's coming from.
Right. Let's see.
So I just erased all of them. Okay, let's see. Oh, no. I'm going to come in back again.
It's been a little while. I don't think I have
because you have. Yo lo borré todo para empezar de nuevo.
No, porque ahí ve como el form.
Ella,
el otro form. El invoice.
El invoice. Vamos a ver qué es lo
que... Do you want me to resend you the link?
Yes.
Okay. For the application? I can resend it to you.
Okay. Okay. Are you going to do it by Gmail or Yahoo?
Give me 1 second. I'm trying to see if there's another way we can do it. Let's see.
Because I have one here that you sent. It says, please click on the link below.
Okay. When you click on the link below, what does it do?
It says MailTrack.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me open it there. MailTrack. When it says MailTrack, it say install for free?
No. Okay.
So many that we are getting confused that we don't know.
I know. I think so too. Okay.
You want me to delete that one?
Delete it.
Okay.
I'm sending you. Okay. Just get out of those emails. Okay.
Okay. Let me just.
I'm gonna send you one right now.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Yeah, no. Take your time.
Okay, I'm going to hold on.
Let me know when you're ready before I send this.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, I'm ready for you.
Okay. So for you to open up that application, you have to create a Gmail account. You have to have a Gmail email. Okay. So I can walk you through it. Give me 1 second. if you want, I can create it on my end for you guys. So this way he can open up that email. And I'm going to send it to the Gmail account because you have, in order for him to open up the application, Google wants you to have a Gmail account to be able to open it. Okay?
Okay.
So either I can create it on my end, or I don't know if you want to do it on yours, because it's going to ask me some questions that I have to ask you, and it's going to send you a PIN code to his phone. Okay? You want me to create it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, let me do it while we're on the phone. Create Gmail. Email. Okay, let's see. It's going to take us a little minute, but it's okay. We'll do it. I'll help you. No worries. Of course. Okay. Add or remove. I don't want to do that. I want to create a Gmail account. So go to Google account creation page. Okay. First name is Juan. I'm just going to say things so that way you know what I'm inputting. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Last name, Concepcion. See, where did it go? Okay. All right. So do you want me to create the Gmail email with the business name or create it with your name, Juan? I want to make it as simple as possible for you.
What do you suggest?
Well, I mean, I know typically he has everything go to his Yahoo, right?
Yes.
So I could keep it as Juan bo63@gmail.com. Do you want me to see if that's available?
Yeah.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Let's do that. Okay. So your Yahoo, that one says Juan, J-U-A-N, B as in boy, O as in Oscar, 63. Yours, that one's that at yahoo.com. I'm going to use this same one, but we're going to create it for the Gmail. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. It says that username is taken. Try another. Of course it's taken. Ay, Dios mío. Okay. So let's try another way. Let's see. That one's taken. I want to make it
24.
24?
Yes.
Juan Bo 24?
Yeah.
Okay. That one's taken too. You know, it's giving me suggestions. It's saying Concepcion Juan 202. Let me see. What year? We're 2022. I bet if that one's available. Nope, that one's not available either. What?
About 01.
01?
Yes.
Okay. Nope. That must be a popular one. Right? I'm like, what's going on here? Everybody wants that one, huh? Okay. Let me see. 0780. Let me try this. 07801. That's your zip code, right?
Yep.
That one's available. Juan B-O 07801, your zip code.
Okay.
Juan.
Bo.
Bo.
I'm going to send it to you right now. This is what's available. I need you to check your messages right now. Give me 1 second. I'm going to send it to you in a text message. So this way you see what's available. I want to make it as easy as for you. If you don't like that one, we can change it. Okay.
Okay.
Mhm. Okay, let me go here. Okay, let's see. Okay. So now we're going to put okay, this is the email I'm sending you how it would show. It's 1BO, and then it's your zip code, @gmail.com. I'm going to send it to you in the text. Tell me if you get it. Yeah, that one's available. That's one that's available. If you don't want that one, then we can check another one.
Okay. Okay, I got it. Okay. Yeah, I got it, Nadine.
Do you want it to be that one? It's up to you, or we could see what other ones are available.
It's good.
Is that one okay? Okay, I'm sorry,
yeah.
Your name was Sophia or Sonia?
Sonia.
Yes. Sonia, I'm already forgetting over here. Sonia. Ay, Dios mío. We'll get through it. We'll get through it, Sonia. Okay, so your Gmail account that we're creating is going to be an email on with Gmail, right? Is Juan, J-U-A-N, B as in boy, O as in Oscar, 07801. So it's your zip code, okay,
yes.
At gmail.com. Okay. What do you want your password to be for now? You can change it later, but just so I can create it.
Coco, K, capital K, O, small K, O.
Okay. Okay, it says use 8 or more characters. So, Coco, we need 4 more. 11, 19?
Correct.
Okay.
That was the month and the year that we got Coco, our dog.
Oh, how cute. What kind of dog?
Chihuahua.
Oh, my gosh. I love Chihuahuas. They're bravos, right?
No, not this one.
No? Aw.
Not at all.
Okay. I just sent your password to the text message. Tell me if that's how you want the password to be.
Perfect. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, now remember, we're just setting it up like this right now, but whenever you want to change your password, you can change it, okay?
Oh, not a problem.
Okay, so now the phone, okay, so what it's going to do, it's going to send a text message with a 6-digit code to Juan's phone. So his phone number is the one that's going to be associated with the Gmail account, 973-229-4125. Okay? Mm-hmm. Let me know when you guys get the code. It'll be like a verification code. It'll start with the letter G, y luego it'll have 6 numbers.
It's G.
Uh-huh.
306.
Okay.
227.
Okay. Now I'm going to verify it. Beautiful. Okay. Now, I'm going to put a recovery email address. Let's say you guys get locked out of it, right?
Uh-huh.
You can reset your password, right? If you get locked out, let's say you forget your password and you can't get into the Gmail account. You can send for it to recover it, but they request that you have like another email address so that they can send a recovery email there. I'm going to put his Yahoo address. For his recovery email. Uh-huh. So in el caso, like if you get locked out and you're trying to get back in, it's going to say, uh-huh. Do you want to reset your password? Do you want us to send your reset to your recovery email? So they'll send the recovery email to the juanbo63@yahoo.com so you can go in there and there'll be a reset link for his Gmail account in case you get locked out. Okay. And then, Juan, what's your birthday?
12463.
Okay. And then I'm just putting mail and then next. Okay. We're not worried about that. Yes, I'm in. Okay. Agree. Yes. Okay. Okay, Now, here's what I want you to do, Juan. I want you to try to log in.
Okay.
Okay. So you're going to do this. Let me send you. Let me log out of this. Okay. So you're going to go to gmail.com.
Gmail.
And then something should come up for you to log into a Gmail account, right?
Gmail account sign-in?
Yes, that. Okay.
Okay.
So you're gonna type in Juan Bo B O and your zip code.
Okay. 701@gmail.com.
Okay. And then is it asking you for your password?
No yet. Next.
Okay. Okay.
Now,
so put in your password. The first K is the capital. Lo demás is just lowercase.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Welcome, Juan Concepcion.
Perfect. So you're in there now, right?
So turn on now.
What does it say?
It says turn on. Help prevent cybernetic.
That's if you want to do like a second step verification. I leave mine off. I don't turn it on. Okay.
So
you can do now. I mean, you could add personal information if you want. All these other things you could set up. But do you see at the very top towards the right, there's like a little circle with a J, right?
I do.
Okay. Do you see to the left of it, there's like a box with dots? It's like three rows of dots. Okay.
Yes.
Click on that.
Okay.
And then it tells you account, Google search, maps, if you want to go to YouTube, go to the one that says Gmail.
Gmail. Okay.
So you click on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you, okay, so this is, you see to the left, you can compose an email, you see your inbox, you see all of that, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send you an email right now with the application. Give me one second. And I'm going to send it to your new email. So I'm going to send it to Juan, Juan Bo 07, yes, me olvido, 07801.
Yes.
Okay, 07801@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now I just sent it. Okay, do you see it, Nadine Medina?
Now it came up, yes.
Okay, open it up.
Okay.
And then you have the link in there, right? Click on the link.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you see now?
Google Guarantee GG application form.
And then it has a form for you to fill out, right?
It has like questions.
Yes, that is the application.
Oh,
you got it open. Okay, so just to kind of walk you through it, right? So on the email, okay, my suggestion is going to be this, that you put your Gmail account. because Google wants you to have a Gmail account.
Okay.
For your Google Guaranteed. So.
Okay.
Here's what I can do. Anything associated with Local Splash and the Google Guaranteed program, your receipts and all that, we can start having them go to your Google Gmail account.
Yes, it's better also.
Let's do that. This way, everything's there, okay? So what I'm going to do now is I'm just putting in my notes, changed current email from juanbo63@yahoo.com to juanbo07801@gmail.com. Okay, perfect. So that's what I'm, so now any correspondence with our company, with Local Splash, they're all going to go to the Gmail account. For Google Guaranteed,
okay.
Any of your receipts, anything associated with our company, we're all going to send it there now.
Okay.
So make sure you guys save your password and you remember the email address.
Yes.
What kind of, you know, you could save it there on your desktop. You could save it on your phone too. I have an iPhone, so I have, oh my gosh, I have my Yahoo, I have two Gmail accounts. Because one is my husband's and the other one's mine. So sometimes his doctor, they send emails to his Gmail. And because I handle everything for him, I just have it set up on my iPhone. So I get all his emails too. I tell him even when he's making purchases, I know what he's buying. I know when you're spending money, senor. Okay, so. The application, you're just going to fill it out. And then, so just to kind of overview with you a little bit, like on the first page, right?
Yeah.
So the email, you're going to put the Gmail email. Remember, yeah. The Gmail email. Yeah. And then the business name, you're going to put the physical address for the business. Remember, the address doesn't show, okay? The year that the business was established, just the year, okay? The EIN number, it's the employer identification number. It's on your taxes. It's on your tax form. Yes.
Okay.
So you'll put that. You're going to put the state that you incorporated the business, where you registered the company, right?
Oh.
Just the state. And then the certificate of liability. We put like an example of it. The page has to look like the one, like this one, certificate of liability insurance. Okay. You're going to upload it. And then it's asking you, you know, what is the business license number? I think when we talked, Juan, let me go back to my notes. I have so many notes. Okay. Yes, you're going to upload your license. Okay. For the business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, it's asking you, when is the expiration date of the business license? You're just going to put the month, the year, the month, the date, and the year. Okay? So the license, it says, what is the business license number? You put the license number underneath of that. It's asking you for the date that it expires, and then you upload a copy of the license. Okay? Is the business BBB accredited? You don't have to answer that. Okay? Accredited on the BBB, I'm not sure if you're on there yet, so you don't have to answer it, okay? It says it's optional if you want to answer it, okay?
Okay?
Then what is the business monthly budget program? So what I'm going to do to make this easier for you, the email that I had sent you yesterday, let me get that over to you. Because I'm going to send it. It's one that has the breakdown of what the monthly is. I'm going to resend it to your Gmail account. So this way you have it all there.
That was the calendar?
No, it's a different one. I'm going to send it to you right now. It's the app. It'll say Google Guaranteed. I'll send it to you. Because I want to put what your monthly budget is. So that way you guys have it there because it asks for that. So let me go here. Let me put this here. Maybe I should highlight it in yellow so that way you know what it is.
Okay.
Here.
And this is the Google account.
Yeah, I'm going to send this next email to the Google account. I had sent it to the Yahoo one, but I'm going to send it to the Google one. So this way you have it right there. It makes it easier for you. So that way it's all under that account. Okay. So I just sent it.
Let me go back to the local slash board. Le mando los documentos que nos pidió. Oh, no.
I just sent it to you, to your Gmail account. It says Google guaranteed.
Let's go back to Gmail.
Go to the Gmail account. I just sent you an email.
Let me go back. I'll go back here.
Never mind.
Where's the Gmail account? Bendito sea mi Dios.
Did it close the window?
Yeah. Gmail. Okay. No, it's not allowing me to open it now. Local slash support, that's the same one. Alabado sea el nombre de Jesús. Bendito sea.
Did you open up the Gmail? You need to be in your Gmail account.
Okay. Gmail account.
So gmail.com, did you log out of the email?
No.
Okay.
Allow it. No, I don't know. It's not allowing me. We're not really good in computers, so.
It's okay. I'll help you. Are you in the Yahoo?
No, I'm on the Gmail.
Okay, you but still have the application open, right?
Allow. Okay.
Or did it close it?
It did close it.
Okay.
I don't know.
So, when you're looking at your computer, there's tabs, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, all you do is click on the plus tab. Click on that at the top. And it opens up a tab bar. So, you could type in the search bar. So, you could have a bunch of tabs open.
Open. Okay, so Google Form. That's the one you sent, the Google Form?
Yeah, but right above it, there's another one. I just sent you a new one, a new email. It says Google Guaranteed.
Okay, Google Guaranteed.
So you should have two of them in the Gmail account from me.
Google Form sign in. Google Form sign-in. Google sign-in. It's three of them in here that I could see.
Okay. So two of them are from me, right? Do you see the one that's more recent? Not the application. The other one that just says Google guaranteed. It says, hello, thank you. Do you see that?
No.
What do you see on your Gmail account, in your email for Gmail?
Let me see. Oh, ahora sí. Now I see them. Now I see
okay.
them.
Okay, now you see them?
I
okay.
got it, yes.
Okay. So
the one that you highlight in yellow is what you need?
Yes, yes. So when you're filling out the application, okay,
uh-huh.
on the application, it's going to ask you, what is the business's monthly budget for the Google Guaranteed program? Okay?
Right.
Do you mm-hmm. see what I have highlighted in yellow? The minimum, 418. Yes.
Right.
You're going to put that in there, right? And then
okay.
the next question, okay, it asks is please list the counties and or cities that the business services. So you can add the cities or the counties that you want to target, right?
Okay.
Okay.
And then where it says, what is the total number of business owners? One.
Okay.
Okay. What is the total number of field workers? Excluding yourself, just put zero.
Okay.
Okay. And then you'll go to next. So what, but you, it'll tell you like if it doesn't go to the next page, it'll put in red what you're missing.
Okay.
So if the email address is wrong, it'll highlight it that the, it'll in
right.
red
right.
and it'll say required. Okay. And then
right.
it'll take you to the next page. It'll ask for his social security number and it'll ask for just a little bit more information. Okay.
Okay.
And then, yes, three pages.
Okay.
Now, the last thing I want to tell you, since you're on the phone with us too, Sonia, I want to explain to you. So I told Juan it's going to take 4 to 8 weeks for the approval. His
okay.
appointment is on Monday. Okay, with, yes, with Ivan, our technician, because I wanted to give you guys time to get the application filled out. Okay, I wanted to make
okay.
sure we got that done. Now,
it's Monday, October the 30th?
Monday, let me see. No, Monday es el 24, I believe. Hold on. I'll
oh,
tell you right
okay.
now.
Okay, it's coming up, yes. Okay,
got yeah,
it.
This coming Monday. And
okay.
he's going to get a reminder, I'll tell you. It's Monday, and I'll send the calendar. It's the calendar invites in the Yahoo one, but
uh-huh.
I'm gonna do this. Hold on.
Do you have the time that
yes.
Ivan is going
to? Yeah, I'm going to give you the time. So Ivan's going to call between 11 and 12 o'clock on Monday, your time zone, okay?
Okay.
You guys are in fact, or no, I'm sorry. He's going to call. You guys are 3 hours ahead. So, yes, it's 11. Hold on. Let me double check. He's going to call between 11 and 12 your time because you guys are 3 hours ahead. So I put him for 8 o'clock in our time zone, but for you guys, it's 11. Ivan's going to call from an 877 number, but we're going to send you a reminder an hour before the client interview, okay?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And then you're also, Juan's going to need 5 Google reviews from 5 different people. We're going to give them,
yeah.
we're going to send a tiny URL. He just has them leave him a review because it's got to be turned in with the application. The other
okay.
thing he needs to be on the lookout for, okay,
okay.
is he's going to be receiving an email. It's not from Local Splash and it's not from Google. It's either going to be from Evident or I'll tell you the other one that it might come from. So this email that he gets, he needs to fill it out and follow the steps because that's the email that they're going to do the background check from.
So an email
I'll spell it for you. Yeah, I'll spell it from you. It'll either be coming from Evident, E, V, I, D, like David, E, N, T, Evident, ID. The email will either be from that one or it could come from Pinkerton. And I'm going to spell it for you. P, I, N, K, E, R, T, O, N.
Okay.
Okay. So if you get an email from either Pinkerton or Evident, make mm-hmm. sure you open it and follow the directions. I believe it's going to ask him to send a picture of the front and the back of his driver's license. because they're going to do, they're the company that does the background check for the Google Guaranteed. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ivan's going to talk to you guys on Monday. He's going to go over everything again, answer any questions you guys have. Okay.
Ivan speaks Spanish?
Yes, he does. He's bilingual. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. If you have any other questions, you already know, give me a call. I'm here to help you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. So remember, anything coming from Local Splash, your recibos, anything, we're going to start sending it to your Gmail account. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank
You're
you so
welcome. Bendiciones.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.